USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's 2020 re-election campaign is officially underway. The president telling a huge crowd at a rally in Orlando last night he is ready to keep America great.
Together we're breaking the most sacred rule in Washington politics. We are keeping our promises to the American people. Because my only special interest is you. I don't have a special interest. I don't care.
Trump saying his administration has restored a broken federal government, and he cited the strong national economy and said nobody has done what we have done in 2.5 years. Suicide rates among American teens rising, especially among boys. Between 2015 and 2017, the annual rise exceeded 14%. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a 5-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks scheduled to testify at a closed meeting of the House Judiciary Committee today. Hicks spent years as a close aide and advisor to Donald Trump before and after his election, the White House ordering that Hicks invoke executive privilege and not answer the panel's questions. Democrats expressing concern after the acting defense chief withdraws from the confirmation process. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the withdrawal of Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's nomination for the permanent position means national security is at risk.
This is a very difficult time with everything going on in Iran and all the provocations and counteractions. And to have no Secretary of Defense at this time is appalling.
Shanahan withdrew after reports surfaced about domestic abuse with his family.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Officials in Philadelphia say they have captured one of the biggest shipments of cocaine ever. 16 tons of coke, worth nearly $750 million on the street, were confiscated inside 7 ship containers at the Port of Philadelphia yesterday morning. DEA, Customs and Homeland Security, and other agents making the bust on the cargo ship. They say members of the crew will face federal drug trafficking charges, suggesting that they knew those drugs were on board. Utility company PG&E is paying up to $1 billion in a massive settlement with California cities and California counties that were impacted by wildfires sparked by the company's equipment. Reports are the money is going to 14 cities and counties impacted by those fires in 2015, 2017, and 2018. It includes last year's campfire that wiped out most of the town of Paradise and killed 85 people. And an oddly named British research vessel credited with making a significant discovery on its first voyage. Data from an unmanned submarine named Bodie McBoatface revealed a link between polar winds and rising sea temperatures. The findings are published this week in the journal PNAS, indicating the increasingly strong Antarctic winds are mixing warmer water with colder water in the depths. You can find out more about us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.